AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
The joint resolution is passed.
Fears of a rail strike backing up the supply chain again and costing the economy billions of dollars a day have been averted. But not everyone's happy with Congress forcing unions to accept a labor deal. More from our Sagar Magani.
The Senate passed a bill binding rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement reached in September. And the bill now goes to President Biden, who hours earlier defended the settlement.
I negotiated a contract no one else could negotiate.
With pay raises, but not more paid leave.
Retired engineer Jeff Kurtz doesn't like unions losing their right to hold out for better terms.
Democratic Party has become the de facto HR department for the railroads.
President Biden, hosting the President of France for a state dinner last night, said he'd be willing to negotiate with Russia's president to bring an end to the war in Ukraine. A big scare at a California middle school. Here's our Lisa Dwyer.
10 Los Angeles students appear to have overdosed on edible cannabis products at their middle school in the San Fernando Valley. The Los Angeles Fire Department says the students experienced mild to moderate distress at the Van Nuys Middle School.
The Supreme Court's agreed it will decide whether the Biden administration can broadly cancel student loans. That means the offer is blocked for now, but a final answer is expected this summer, well before the now extended pause on loan repayments is set to expire. The Prince and Princess of Wales got a firsthand look at innovations at a green technology incubator in suburban Boston, delighting royal watchers who gathered to see them.
Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the Prince and Princess of Wales, the new Princess and Princess of Wales.
This is AP News. Lava from a Hawaiian volcano slowed its approach to a key highway.
Rivers of glowing lava oozing from the world's largest volcano, Mauna Loa, shouldn't be able to reach the main highway linking the east and west coasts of Hawaii's Big Island for at least a week. So says Ken Han, lead scientist at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory.
3.5 miles isn't that far if you walk. If you drive, it's a lot faster. If you crawl, it's a lot slower, right? So sometimes the lava flow is driving, sometimes it's crawling.
Traffic patterns have been altered to handle the crush of sightseers. Mauna Loa last erupted in 1984. I'm Norman Hall.
China's Professional Basketball League has fined former NBA star Jeremy Lin for making inappropriate comments about quarantine facilities for his Chinese team. It comes as the government tries to suppress protests against antivirus controls. Lin was fined $1,400. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.